Hello, everyone. Welcome to Morning English. This is Colin.
Hello, everybody. This is Cecilia. 欢迎大家收听早安英文。节目开始之前啊，先说一个小福利。每周三，我们都会给粉丝免费送纸质版的英文原版书。微信搜索早安英文，私信回复抽奖两个字，就可以参与原版书福利的抽奖啦。那这些英文原版书都是我们老师为大家精心挑选的，是学习英语非常非常好的材料。坚持读完一本，你的英语水平一定会再上一个台阶的。快去公众号抽奖吧，祝大家好运。Colin, I have a question for you. How do you define being true to yourself?
Okay, well, before answering your question, can I ask you a question first?
Mm-hmm.
How did this question come to you?
Well, you know, people always say, be true to yourself, be true to yourself. This got me thinking, what do they really mean by saying that?大家都说要忠于自己啊，怎么样才叫忠于自己了呢？
Well, I've got the best example for you here. Me. I'm always true to myself. You can know what it's like by simply looking at me.
Okay, haha. Come on, you have 1 minute to come up with the answer. With all your wisdom, 给你一分钟组织语言哈。那提醒下大家，我们的内容呢，都整理成了文字版的笔记。欢迎大家到微信搜索早安英文，私信回复加油两个字来领取我们的文字版笔记。
All right, now, look, to answer this question, I think we can look at another question first. What is not being true to yourself?
不忠于自己的表现是吧？我自己的第一反应呢，可能是习惯性的去忽视自己的感受吧。
Yeah, ignoring one's own feelings.And always putting others' feelings in first place.
Well, I have that problem sometimes. I've always been a little bit of a people pleaser. I just can't help it. 有点像我们现在常说的讨好性人格。那 please 做动词的时候呢，可以表示讨好、取悦某人。那前面再加上 people 这个单词， people pleaser 就表示这种喜欢讨好别人的人。I just hate myself for that.
See, you're not being true to yourself again. If this is how you are, just accept it. There's nothing wrong about being caring and thoughtful. You just need to make sure you are respecting yourself as well as others.
那其实说到这里啊，我突然想到最近在看综艺的时候，看到这个张柏芝被问到了一个问题。She was asked to rank her parents, children, partner, and herself according to the importance in her life.She put herself in the first place and partner the last. I really like her answer.
I bet her partner might not feel the same way.
Who cares what he thinks? 张柏芝自己说的。
I also like that she unabashedly admits putting herself in first place.
By using the word unabashedly, you mean that they are not ashamed, embarrassed, or shy about something, especially when you think most people would do.
Right.There's nothing to be ashamed about.
在我们的文化里啊，好像把自己放在第一位呢，会被定性为冷漠啊、自私啊。其实承认这一点呢，并不需要羞耻和难为情哈。那不害羞、不难为情的去做某事，我们可以用 unabashedly 这个词。那现在外界对张柏芝好像有很多负面的声音哈，但是我个人还蛮喜欢她现在的状态的，至少呢，相对于之前，我觉得她是更清楚自己要什么了。
So, she was not like this before, huh?
Yeah, she's been the family's provider since a very young age. Provide 是提供的意思。那 provider 呢，提供的人就是我们说的供应者，养家的人的意思。那印象里啊，她是对家人和婚姻极其渴望的那种，会去通过不断的付出，让大家都围绕在她的身边，以此来获得安全感。
So, this is what people do all the time to maintain a relationship, but...Constantly giving and sacrificing. But too much of this can really muck things up.
Muck up 表示把某件事情搞砸就等于 ruin or spoil something, 或者是make a mess of something. 那如果在一段关系里啊，永远都是一个人在付出，那他对于对方来说呢，会是一种压力。
But fortunately, she is over that phase now, right?
Yeah, it is reported that she is pregnant again and people are guessing who is the father, butShe seemed not bothered by that at all, enjoying her own life as she always does. 但这并不代表她放弃了对自己的严格要求哈。她对于孩子呀，对于工作还是一如既往的去投入。
Right. But therein lies another trap. Being true to oneself doesn't necessarily mean being any way you want. Jails are full of people who do that and don't care at all about the effect they have on others or the world. It means being responsible, holding yourself accountable for your own thoughts and actions.
对哈，那忠于自己不代表随心所欲去放任自己，它呢更要求我们要对自己的行为负责，对某事负责，我们就可以用 be accountable for 这个短语。
So, I'm kind of curious. What's your answer of that question? You know, the one about the importance of people in your life.
Oh, partner and children are beyond consideration because I don't have any. I'll definitely put myself in the first place, then my parents. 因为好像只有我自己过得好了，我的父母才能开心。他们开心了呢，我又会更开心。
Just like when you're true to yourself, you're also true to other people. And in being true to others, you're being true right back at yourself.
对，这样就形成了一个良性的循环哈。You know, there is another thing important about being true to yourself. You need to be authentic. 要直面真实的自己哈。那 authentic 就表示真实的、真正的。
Yeah, there is this famous quote by an actress named Judy Garland.She said, always be a first-rate version of yourself instead of the second-rate version of someone else.
诶，这个 first-rate 就是指一流的，那 second-rate 自然就是二流的意思了。也就是说呢，要做一流的自己，不要去做二流的别人。That's what I'm talking about. You can be like the best version of yourself. That's what you should be putting out there. You know, maybe wear some makeup, or dress up a little bit.Or, you know, put on a nice shirt.
Yeah, that's still yourself. Be the best version of yourself. But don't be somebody else. Because you're not going to be able to do it as well as them.
有的时候呢，我们要找到真正的自己哈。其实我们说的并不是说你不应该去模仿别人。说的是更多的时候啊，我们对自己本身的一些状况，像金钱的多少啊，外形的好坏啊，我们对自己缺乏一份自信之后呢，就经常会去通过一些比较虚荣的这个手段去伪装自己，好像强行高大上，去迎合别人的口味，那这种是不可取的啊。更多的时候，我自己是什么样就是什么样 ，keep it real, babe. keep it real, keep it real.
it can be hard sometimes. We need to look directly into ourselves when we get caught up in those obsessions, becoming disenchanted on a visceral level.And from this disenchanted stance, naturally letting go.
诶，说到一个我很喜欢的词啊，叫做 disenchanted, 就是指不再着迷的，不再抱幻想的。是不是是有种看破红尘的感觉啊？所以呢，刚刚 Colin 就是说，当我们太过执迷一些东西的时候呢，我们可能需要直面自己的欲望，就只有从内心放下这种痴迷了，才能真正的释然。诶，怎么感觉这么鸡汤啊？ Anyway, thank you for your answer.
Well, I think I tried to answer your question as best as I could. Does that help you a little?
当然了，帮助可大了哈，甚至都有点豁然开朗的感觉了。好了，那这期节目就到这里啦。最后再告诉大家一个好消息啊，最近我们还有一个早安英文会员的免费体验活动，就是把我们价值9980元的会员课程免费开放给大家。同时呢，还有一个专属学习社群，创始人艾伦老师在群里带着大家一起学习7天。这个活动啊，特别适合真的想提高英语水平的同学，限量200个名额，想报名免费体验的，赶紧微信搜索早安英文公众号，回复数字888就可以加入了。
So thanks for listening. This is Colin.
This is Cecilia. See you next time.
Bye.
This podcast is from Morning English.
学口语就来早安英文。